Why Does This Thing Exist?
Podcast.
Why Does This Thing Exist? Podcast.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, friends.
Morning.
Hey, it's guest week, Dean. We haven't had a guest.
No, first guest of 2024. We've been antisocial for a bit. Been busy.
Shut up. Joining us this week is comedian Rob Hughes.
Hello there.
Hello, Rob.
Quite an honour. Quite an honour. First guest of 2024.
Indeed, yeah. Yes. It saved a special.
Have you had any libel cases yet?
Oh, God. Well,
we're not allowed to talk about the libel cases. Our lawyers have instructed us to keep it stum.
Yeah. We have mentioned them. I got a libel case once, midsection. After a Wikipedia article, and so court cases. We get alerts like, oh, need you being sued before it's even on air. Excellent work.
I'm convinced I can beat any man in libel one on one.
Well, have we ever put this to the test? We wouldn't know, would we? You were so good at it, you got it stricken from the record.
So, Dean, what are you going to show us this week?
Well, boys, I'm going to show you a thing first. It's one of the things, it probably is familiar, but not that familiar. It's from a familiar movie franchise. It's an installment.
Right.
And I say this now, I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it. It's always perplexed me. And I looked it up, and if anything, I'm none the wiser. So, what I want to show you today, guys, is the movie
Home Alone 4.
Now, before we start, have either of you borne witness to this film?
No.
Were you aware of it before I just mentioned it?
No.
I'm not sure. I knew there were others. I'm going to say no.
No.
Like when your house is plagued by rodents. You get as many of them as you can, but you know there's others.
Yeah, you know they're there somewhere. You just got accepted, haven't you?
Is there anybody on that cover from the original film?
Well, no. Here's the thing. Now, I saw posters of it in the a home video shop. It's a 2002 film, so very much an adult by this point. But I don't know. Just, when you saw a Blockbuster and stuff, you used to see it around there, and it was just posters of Home Alone 4. And I thought, Home Alone 4? I didn't know there was a third one. There is. Apparently, that's all different family, different setup. And they've gone through, they were trying to do something. I think the kid's an inventor, so they tried to do something slightly different with it, which, fair enough. Home Alone 4, I never wanted to watch it because the poster just really annoyed me.
I never wanted to watch it because it looks shit.
Yeah, because the kid looks really half-assed. The criminals are doing this sort of really gurning face, so the kid's doing the classic, oh my God, slap at his own face, but it's, I don't know, it looks underpowered, shall we say.
Yeah.
So he's
no Edvard Munch, is he?
No, this 9-year-old boy is not Edward Munch. I'll say that, Rob. I think that's a very valid statement on your part.
Woman villain looks like a cubist painting, man. So yeah. Very arty.
Yeah. And the guy is French Stewart from Third Rock from the Sun. The dumb one.
He looks very much like he's been cut out there.
Yes. Yeah, I think that this actual designer image isn't top quality. No. Let's go with that.
His body and his head are on two different angles altogether, aren't they?
And I think because this poster here, there's the kid and he's in front of a Christmas tree and the two criminals are either side of the Christmas tree. The one I've seen, he's in front of an opening door and they're doing the exact same faces in front around the door. So I think it has been cut out from that and imposed on a Christmas tree.
That's a lot more sinister, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Wait, which one? Well, behind the door?
Around the door.
Oh, yeah. I thought it went the act of cutting and pasting. I'm not really that fussed about it, Rob. I would say it was sinister. Quality Photoshop hasn't really unsettled. I don't know, wake up screaming in the night about Photoshop, but nonetheless. So I just thought it was like another, you know, same plot rehashed again. But I looked it up recently because I watched Home Alone, the original, with my son not too long ago. I must have just before Christmas, actually, and expected him to go, oh, no, this is fun and wacky like we did. He found it genuinely traumatising. It's like, oh, it's a 10-year-old boy left alone by himself.
Oh, yeah.
Brained on by grown adults. It's, well, yeah, when you put it like that, it is a bit, weird.
I was dragged up, Dean. That was standard.
Yeah. I lived in a pub when people would wander into my bedroom pissed quite often. So, No, it didn't faze me at all. But
There are times when I wish I was home alone.
Yeah, we've all been there as teenagers. Come on. Just... But yeah. But again, I just thought it was just trying to beat some more coins out of that dead horse, you know. But no, it's a straight sequel to the second film, and all the same characters are in it, played by totally different people. Now,
Ooh.
okay, that's meant to be Kevin McAllister, even though it's like a film set like 6 years later. He's like 2 years younger than the original one.
Oh, well, that's bullshit, isn't it?
Like French Stewart is playing the guy character Marv, who was Daniel Stern, the first one, the tall one. And
Right.
he's dressed like Joe Pesci from the first one.
And she's Joe
She's Joe Pesci.
it's really woke. It was woke before they even knew the word. No, she's Marv's wife because he got married, this multiple felon. But the plot, right? Again, same character, same family. I thought, because I assumed it would just be like, or a straight remake, you know, just make it again, you know, just for the new millennium, blah, blah, blah. No, it's this one. He has to spend Christmas with his dad because his mum and dad are divorced now, even though all those family reunions were all like the sentimental part of the first one. No, his dad has got a girlfriend who owns a mansion, and they make Kevin and his brother and sister go to the mansion on Christmas Eve because his girlfriend is really rich, richer than the first family who had their own mansion, if memory serves. And she's having a royal family over Christmas, a royal family, a non-specified royal family visiting for Christmas. But Marv and his wife are going to kidnap the prince of the family and hold him hostage for ransom. Like, they've gone from like break and entry to fucking full on international larceny, which is like,
Child trafficking.
exactly. They've gone full Epstein with it. It's horrific. But just a wild coincidence, Kevin happens to be in this mansion.
What
Wildly unlikely. So it ends up being up to him to stop their plan on Christmas Eve. And bear in mind, this is an American mansion in the 21st century. A woman owns it, clearly a massive, massive millionaire. Clearly, there's no security system, there's no staff, and she's having the royal family over. So it all falls on the shoulders of this 1 9-year-old boy to foil the whole plan. I would say all that adds up to something rather contrived.
I agree with you, Dean. It does sound very contrived, but another issue I'm going to take with it, I think we have to address the alliteration on the cover.
Okay.
What does it say? Bigger house,
Bigger
badder
baddies.
baddies, bigger and better laughs. What's a better laugh?
Hadn't even considered that, Rob. Valid point, valid concern.
Maybe Home Alone 3 had a lot of laughs, like that were punching down at disabled people and that sort of thing. And these ones are just better. They're, you know,
Morally better.
More ethically acceptable laughs. That would make for a worse iteration again, wouldn't it? Bigger house, badder baddies, ethically acceptable humor.
So you watched it, Dean, yeah?
No, I haven't. No,
Yeah, what's
I
it
haven't
like, Dean?
watched it.
What's it
Okay.
like,
I haven't watched
Dean?
it, but it's on Disney Plus, should we choose to do so. I am
Oh,
sort of
I'll stick it
tempted.
on
Yeah.
then.
But I was thinking, oh, well, why again, why does this exist? Why do they make this? Oh, it's just clearly a cash-in, just to sort of, like I say, beat some more coins on that dead horse. But
I think that's a very cynical viewpoint, Dean. I think
okay, what are you thinking, Rob?
it could very much be for the art.
Yeah, it could be a passion project from none of the original contributors. Can you imagine loving Home Alone so much, thinking, I can do this better? Just... The thing is, it wasn't even in the cinema, it was a straight to TV film. I don't even know if those make any money or if they just are they just content? They just filler? Is that what they're for?
I don't know. As I said, I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, so I would say it was a smash hit
I
then.
wish I still didn't know.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast, Rob. That happens a lot.
I'm glad he went straight to TV and not DVD, though, because, oh no, it
No.
was released on
Yeah,
DVD. Oh, that's
so
disappointing. Think
it's a
of all the
lot of
plastic
landfill.
that's been wasted on this.
Yeah.
Exactly. At least one polar bear dead because of this.
How many times was that overlooked in Blockbuster?
Well, by me, at least 50 times. I can promise you that because I kept seeing the picture in photos thinking, that's a film. And just walked off.
I mean, to wipe the dust off the cover to see what's underneath.
It's been in that long.
home alone.
You're home alone? Four.
Four. So who is in it? Daniel Stern.
No, he wasn't in it. No, none of the original cast are in it. Got
So give us the cast.
Mike Weinberg as Kevin McAllister. Nine, still nine. Again, his parents are divorced now. That must have been quite a
Yeah, fucking, it was a hell of a 6 week period for this family. Left the kid alone twice and got divorced.
And he met Donald Trump.
Oh, yes.
French
Prince.
Stewart.
You'll really be recognizing this, to be honest. Missy Pyle, that's got to be a pseudonym, surely. Eric Avary, Barbara Babcock.
Barbara Babcock, I know that name. Click on her, Jean. Barbara Babcock there. Now, the picture on the Wikipedia article was of a child which seems to have been taken 150 years ago. How the fuck do I know who Barbara Babcock is?
You weren't around then in 1968, that's called that. So,
That was her in 1968. Oh, well, no, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. She's quite a young child then.
she definitely looks like somebody who would have appeared in the Twilight Zone at some point.
Yes.
Very, very strong Twilight energy there.
If she hasn't, can we just add that to a Wikipedia page?
Look, personal life looks like someone who was in the Twilight Zone.
It's not vandalism if you want it to be happening.
Well, it's not even a light. He looks like someone who would be.
Yeah, there we are then. We won't
No.
add it to a filmography, we'll just add it to some general
Yeah, say
facts.
personal life has been described as someone who looks like they were in the
Is that Cannonball in that little picture?
That's look like Bobby Paul.
Driver and Jack Burns in Love American Style.
That's Bobby Paul.
Yes, very strong Cannonball vibes.
One of Harry Enfield's scousers.
And that's Michael Aspel.
Telling Michael Aspel to calm down.
Oh, good times.
So that's got the bottom of that, Babcock.
Yeah, okay.
What type of career did Mike Weinberg have afterwards?
Well, let's find out, shall we? Oh God, American child actor who is best known for his role as Kevin McAllister in Home Alone 4.
Delete Wikipedia page. He is not known for that. He's not known for anything.
He's best known. Oh God.
That's one of the biggest downers, isn't it? When you go onto Wikipedia and it says so and so was.
Oh God, he's not past it. Oh, he's still alive. He hasn't carked it yet.
Yeah, he's just obsolete now. His first film was called Life as a House. Okay.
Oh, that's who he is. He's the younger brother of Matt Weinberg.
What is name ring a bell?
Apparently, Matt Weinberg is he's the Lion King 1.5. What's that? If you click on Matt Weinberg's Wikipedia article, it takes you to the Lion King 1.5, which is a computer game based on the fucking Lion King. Bollocks
This world of unnecessary sequels.
to this. It is,
Yes. I look at how he features into this.
I'm so proud of my boys. I got this one. He was in The Lion King 1.5. This one was in Home Alone 4.
Oh yeah, Matt Weinberg replaces Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
This is
So
amazing.
yeah, he replaced another prominent character. So,
Forever.
but he is the first thing mentioned in his own younger brother's life
This
and
is going to
career.
be a Netflix documentary in 5 years' time.
Yeah, the also runs.
Yes, these two brothers who were taking out so they could replace them.
The first thing is in his life and career, Mike Weinberg, is his younger brother Matt Weinberg, who replaced Simba the voice in Lion King 1.5. Wow. Come on, how much do you feel thinking I was the lead role in this film? No, you're not as good as you're not as good as your brother, who was the voice of a lion in a different film.
Wow.
Has he been in anything else, Dean? He's been in The Lone Ranger. That's another tremendous film.
That's is that the Johnny Depp one?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta be. Actually, it's not the Johnny Depp one.
Oh, okay.
This is something even worse. It was an attempt by the WB to revive the Lone Ranger franchise.
Oh, it's a TV show. Okay.
Well, I don't need to ask how that went.
Number of episodes one.
Yeah.
Usually a bad sign for a TV show. Number of episodes one.
This has just reminded me of when the Yogi Bear film came out,
Oh
and
yeah.
my wife
Yeah.
was convinced it was going to be a roaring success, and it, like, so she invested a lot of money into Yogi Bear merchandise. And she thought loads of it, thinking like it'll be worth money down the line, and we'd be able to sell it on to get some money. And of course, the film fucking bombed,
It
didn't
was awful.
it?
It's CGI Bear voiced by Dan
I didn't know your
Aykroyd.
wife worked on Wall Street. By next year, Simon, we'll be millionaires. Oh, boo
I
boo. Just see Simon's wife behind him on the screen right now saying, give it time, give it
It's all still in the house. We've moved twice and it's still in the house. We've...
That's the Yogi Bear room. Yogi
What
Bear. Yeah.
kind of merchandise? What, hats?
It
Were some hats, actually. Yeah. There were some hats. There was a, fake shirt collars with green ties coming off them, like Yogi Bear wears himself. The odd couple of picnic baskets, they were around as well. And then the rest was just like toys and that.
Right, I've got a question about this. If that sounds like a costume, but how are you going to wear that as a human being? You can't go out with just the collar.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, the hat. Yeah. What is it with bears being naked from the waist down? All famous bears have to be bollock naked.
I'm authentic.
Anyway, hold on
Back
for.
to home floor
Yeah.
four, yeah.
What are we going to give it then? I think we've run.
I think we've thoroughly discussed it, to be fair.
I'll give it a one star because, kill some time, I'm sure. I can see no other justification for it at all.
I suppose it's better than watching like a snuff movie or something.
Well, you could say it's a metaphorical snuff movie. You totally killed the franchise.
It's not when I'm in a rush. It's up there with Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit for
Well,
me.
that's not bad, actually.
Is it? It's got the same people in it for at least. Well, yeah, true, yeah, true.
Lauryn Hill is in it as well from the
Yeah, that's right. First, no, they learned about it.
Fugees.
I'm off, lads. I'm going to go and watch
Home Alone 4.
Yeah, Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Okay. We've converted Rob.
Want to give a score at five, Rob?
I'll go in keeping with The Lion King sequel. I'll give it one and a half.
Nice.
Good score.
Nice.
Good score. I'm going to give it one as well. I'm not all that fussed about it, to be honest.
I am going to watch it, though.
Sounds like it was a threat. As
Yeah,
if that'll affect me in some way.
they're threatening us with it, you
I'm
watching
going
that.
to ruin Christmas. Watch twice.
Make everybody sit down and say to them, right, we're not going to open a present until you've watched this film. This is you a present to me. And then 89 minutes go by, and then you hand out everybody's presents, and it's just DVD copies of Home Alone 4. Welcome back, friends. So I'm going to show you something now, Dean and Rob. It was sent in by a devoted listener who wishes to remain anonymous.
Was
And what?
it Jeff?
It was Jeff, yeah. No,
Was
edit that out, everyone.
it Jeff?
What it is, it's a photograph of a sign that's been put up in their place of work.
Okay, cool.
So here it comes. It says, "Do not open window fully. Close the window in the evenings. Pigeons will enter and cause damage to computers."
Shat on.
It looks like pigeons
Looks,
have
yeah.
tried to attack the
It does, yeah. It's got like a long white couple of streaks going down it, which does look
itself.
like some pigeons have.
I'm not having
Yeah.
that. Yeah. I'll damage what I like.
You call it damage, I call it art.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Valid. So to me, like, the first thing that strikes me is do not open window fully. So you can open it a bit, but not all the way. So I think
Yeah.
like the trust in the staff with a certain degree of autonomy, which is nice, I suppose. Clover's been doing the evenings. Is that related to the pigeon thing? Because I imagine that's just more of a heating thing.
Well, no, it doesn't end there by heating. It's
Yeah.
solely you've got to close the windows in the evenings because pigeons will enter and cause damage to computers. They only
Yeah.
come at night, apparently, the
Oh, that's
pigeons.
what I'm saying. They don't window fully. Is it like the pigeons wait under cover of darkness to come in and cause vandalism?
How do they know it's pigeons?
That is a question I don't think anybody can answer.
Yeah.
I'll show you another photo from the same set, and it'll spring some more questions up for you.
Okay.
So this is the area that the signage was put up in. Tell me what you think about this now.
It's confused me anyway, the sign.
Again, I have more questions than anything else, so.
It's giving you two different commands for different times.
Yeah, that's the part I'm being a bit thrown by, and other things.
I'd rather just close the window and be hot. At least I know where I am then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know where
Oh.
you are and you know where the pigeons are. They are outside.
Yeah.
Probably the computers are safe.
And I'm inside shitting on the keyboards.
Blaming pigeons. Okay.
Maybe they think it's pigeons because whoever did shit on all the keyboards went, ooh, look at that. So this is the area the signage was in.
Okay.
As you may notice, it's absolutely devoid of computers.
That's
So that's one view. And going down the other way, they go, oh, come on now, Simon. There's no computers there, but they must be the other way.
exactly what I was thinking.
I can prove to you that the other way is a
No,
stairwell.
stay up with a wet floor.
It's got a wet floor, probably something to do with the pigeons.
I see
But
you
all
hop in
over
the pigeon,
and
right?
keep that door shut, an eagle will come and be all over the floor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, is it just pigeons or like, do they up the ante every time? Keep that vent shut. Sparrows will damage your key rings or something.
So my question is, do you think there's ever been any case of pigeons causing damage to computers?
No.
Thank you. Second question is, what's wrong with the person who put this sign up there? What type of head injury have they suffered?
I can attest that I know of some examples where pigeons indirectly damage computers, because I used to work in a research lab where some people had pigeons, and if they'd leave like the pigeon room and go to the computer room where there was like two or three very old dusty computers, because they don't want to put those in the lab environment, they occasionally got feathers and bits of pigeon dust. I don't know what it is, just detritus from pigeons in the keyboards, so they had to be sort of banged out occasionally.
Hang on, tell me some more. Right, first off, you worked in a place where they had something called a pigeon room,
Yes.
right? And if you went in the pigeon room and tried to use a computer, then the
No.
computer would get full of detritus
No,
and pigeon ephemera.
the pigeon room was on one side of the corridor, for example. The computer room, where you go in and take your USB stick with all the results on, plug it into that computer to run the analysis.
Yeah.
If you do that, people do that quite quickly because there's a lot of turnaround time between tests. They go in, use the computer. They haven't taken their gloves off yet, so they have bits of feather and seed and pigeon dust, which gets into the keyboard. It's not like a major issue. It just it makes the keys a bit crunchy, But yeah, so. Again, it wasn't calamitous. It was just like annoying. So I wouldn't, maybe it's not damage, it's just dirty. I don't know, but that's you asked. That's the best I got.
I just don't understand the concept, I'm afraid, Dean. Like, what was happening in this pigeon room where people were coming out in a rush, covered in bits of feathers and
I
seed
used
and
to
that?
work in a neuroscience lab where we had animal subjects, so people would
Aye.
run a study with pigeons in some cases. Not me, I never did pigeons. I was pure rat. But no, they would do something with their pigeons and put them back in their cage. And then sort of take the USB stick out, like I said, out of the computer, take it into the computer room where the analysis machine was, and haven't taken their gloves off yet. So they sort of do the type in, and the pigeon stuff would get onto the keyboard.
Ah, right, I understand. Rob, have
Right.
you ever grabbed a pigeon in such a
I
speed that and run to a computer where you've been covered in seed and detritus?
haven't. I had a friend.
God.
This is a true story. We were walking through Cardiff. And a pigeon was flying towards him, and he just reached, he just put his head and caught it, discarded it. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds it, to be honest.
I'm going off on a slight tangent. I'm wondering now whether Catch the Pigeon used to be on after Yogi Bear.
It's all fallen into place.
It's the Matrix.
Yeah.
No, I don't like pigeons. I had to catch one in a shop when I was a student. I had a Saturday job. Yeah, one got into the shop and I had to catch it with a big like fishing net, which is not easy because they do not want to be caught. And I didn't have my mate meter to just grab.
What was the pigeon going in the shop for? Did you ever find out?
No.
Check his computers. That's what he's going to do.
Stealing. Did it have any
Is
money? Or just browsing?
a stool pigeon a name for a criminal of some sort? Or is that a, or no, is that a sorry, no,
A
an
stool
informant?
pigeon.
An informant, isn't it?
It is something to do with the criminal underworld, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's an informant. I think someone's in there, but also gives you information.
A stool. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. With a computer, maybe, to,
I
you
don't know. I don't know much about the criminal underworld.
know.
Just what I've seen on TV.
What's the suggestion I've seen Home Alone 4? I know
But
that.
are there any computers in this building or not?
Yeah, this building, are the computers in it? Because we
No,
haven't seen
apparently
any.
not. No, it's not in the area where the signage
Yeah, which suggests that the pigeons are coming in through that window and targeting the computers. Because I thought if it was in a room which actually is in it, they'd just fly around and leave shit everywhere and they get all the computers. You can understand that. But this suggests they enter the building maliciously with an
Yeah.
intent to damage the hardware.
Exactly.
So pigeons are coming in through the window, flying down this corridor, up a couple of flights of stairs,
Yeah.
down another corridor. There's the
Yeah.
cowboys.
Opening the doors to the computer labs and then going at it willy-nilly.
Well, pigeons are known for the homing instinct, so they could find them.
Yeah, they are. They are.
That's a famous thing.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand the sign, and I don't blame the pigeon for shitting on the sign.
Yeah. I think maybe they're annoyed at being fingered for this because obviously it's not the pigeons. Because they can't go through the window, there's no computers there. So they're just being blamed for maybe it's just insurance fraud or something. And they're trying to sort of give the game away.
Could be. Who would you think they'd damage the computers if it wasn't pigeons? Humans?
I think they're being set up. I think they're being set up by someone.
Yeah, that's my suspicion.
It's probably a bit of Tippex or something.
Yeah. Well, someone drank a lot of Tippex and did shit on the computers and said it was a really big pigeon.
That's what it is. You've got someone clumsy in the office has spilled their Tippex over a brand new computer. Doesn't want to get into trouble, so they blame the pigeons. They've flown in and shat on the computer.
Maybe that's part of it because they, obviously Tippex and like handwritten material is from the pre-computer age. Maybe they want to go back to that. It's a Luddite. A Luddite
Yeah.
was actually like, I'm going to frame pigeons. You can't trust this technology. Pigeons will attack it because they don't have any other concept of, viruses and stuff because it's beyond their world. But they drink Tippex, the beverage of choice, and take a big shit on the computers.
Although, if they're Luddites, they would probably like the pigeons instead of the postal service.
It's that, I
Exactly.
suppose. Yeah.
Oh, well, I've had enough of talking about it now anyway. So what are you going to give it, Dean?
Can give it actually a strong four because it's just it opened up so many intriguing possibilities. A strong four with a potential to lower the score if I find out it's something far more mundane. But right now, I'm give it a four because I am curious.
Rob, can you do that with carrier pigeons? Like stamp them first and second class to get them faster.
I mean, how do you make it go faster? Like feed it some sort of steroid seed, or
Maybe your good pigeons you give your important mail to, and your shit pigeons that you give your generic flyers to.
junk mail.
Yeah, just deliver these pizza leaflets everywhere.
Yeah, poorly spelled kebab shop leaflets. Just
Yeah.
get them out there.
Yeah, leave these leaflets for Abracababra. Yeah, what am I going to give it? To be honest, I'm not entirely sure what the marking criteria is. So, is it how much I like it or dislike it?
Oh, it's better than not think about it too much, to be honest.
I need to know.
I don't think either of us really know, to be honest. I think it does ultimately boil down to did you like it or not?
I'm going to give it three.
Yes.
Great. So it could have been anything anyway. That's what
Exactly.
pinning me down on the criteria when you're just going to give it three.
What's your score, Sam?
Oh, five. Okay, great. Thank you for coming back. I don't know why I say that. Anyway, well, thank you anyway. Thank you for listening. Thanks for coming back. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being a friend, Golden Girls. So, Rob, you've brought something for us now this week, haven't you? Yeah, and you've handed controls of it over to Dean.
I have. I'm a technophobe, so I've asked Dean to do it.
Okay, so I'm just going to bring up Rob's thing. I'm just going to play it, and then Rob will explain what he has in mind here. So, Rob, over to you, please.
So the thing I've chosen, which perhaps is not perfectly illustrated by that, but kind of is the auto tune. So this thing that allows people who don't have a natural ability to perform and be paid and do and become successful for it. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. And it's not so much why does this thing exist? I know why it exists, but I don't think it should.
That's fair. But also, I think the first one is also a valid question because, I mean, I know it exists, like you say, to allow people who can't sing very well to give the semblance of singing very well. But when do they get the, why do we need that? Well, like,
Don't.
I know full well, like, there are plenty of people, like, more than the people who can sing at least passably well, who want to be singers, who aren't.
Exactly. I can't sing a note. I'd love to be able to sing, but I'm not going to get myself a little machine to make that happen. I just accept that I can't sing.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say that about a car. You can't go at 80 miles an hour, but you've got a machine to do that too. Why wouldn't you have a machine to make you sing?
Because there's no competitive element involved in that. That's a practical purpose.
Ah, good point.
It's like, especially if you're making if you've got a big career. I tell you what led me to this point was I saw Harry Styles on the Piano Room or something like that on Radio 2, and he was singing a Joni Mitchell song. Now I'm a big fan of Joni Mitchell, and he crucified it.
Right.
They didn't use the auto tune, and I was thinking, well, you clearly don't have a great voice, so why are you so successful? Because they must be using auto tune. And I don't think it's right because there are people out there with great voices who probably don't look as good as Harry Styles who aren't having his career. And it's wrong.
No, I'm totally on board there. I think that's a valid point because, like I say, like we, you know, it's all Simon Cowell thing, isn't it? Like he sells music, but to the extent where the actual ability to sing isn't that important, it seems, isn't that? I mean, that's
And
which, yeah.
it should be the most important thing. And I'm not going to be funny about this. I'm just going to be angry.
That's fine. That's good.
But it's essentially it's a competition, isn't it? To get to the top of the charts, to become a successful musician, it's a competition with other singer-songwriters, and you should be the best at it. You're not allowed to take performance-enhancing drugs as an athlete, so why are you allowed to use a performance-enhancing machine as an artist?
The idea, no, valid point, but of like some of the Premier League coming on is on a motorbike, just running people down. It's a fun image.
I'm thinking more of enhancing drugs than
I know, but the technology, I sort of, it's a funny example. So
reenacting Death Race 2000.
So is it the auto tune which may go undetected that you object to, or auto tune like on that clip or on Cher's Believe, which is being used as an instrument in some way? Is it more the first one where?
I don't think people should be allowed to use it for something that is then passed off as an authentic and legitimate performance.
Gotcha.
I'm not a music guy, So I'm sort of coming at it from a totally objective angle. Did it start off as being a sort of, I don't know if anybody knows this, but did it start off as being like say an instrument, like a synth or something? Or is this convenient? It just gives me a labor saving thing, and it's just
Well,
got under control.
it's that it's been used for decades now in music industry. It become culturally a thing with Believe by Cher because they used it to the beyond what they used to do, which was do what Rob said and just touch up to make things sound
Yeah,
better.
that's what I thought. It was
So
just like,
they whacked out the filters on it where she was going blah, blah, like that. But yeah, it's two different things. There's loads of auto-tune being used an instrument or a vocal effect, which is, and then there's it also being used to touch up vocals which aren't up to par.
I mean,
But
I will say I think this the way they've applied it to this soap opera is very unorthodox. I'm not quite sure what their intention was there.
It just
Was the whole show like
this is a talk show, isn't it? The best cry ever thing. That was
Is
Axl.
it?
Yeah, Axl.
Haven't you seen
That's
the original without the
no.
autotune? This
No.
is equally as good, if not better. If you maybe you can find that for yourself,
Hang
and
on,
let me know about that.
I'll put that up now just in case. Because
why does it look so much like a soap opera then?
American TV, they all sort
Yeah, it's
of
American. Yeah, it's like someone being reunited with their bad dad. Here he comes. So, could you see why they auto-tuned that, Rob? You can't put that out like that, surely. You've got to try and fix that somewhere.
I take it back.
It's really elevated it, didn't it?
Wow.
No, but yeah, I can sort of see a situation where auto-tuning, like I say, is used to just prop up a pretty face or like the flavor of the month to cover a range they don't actually have. Don't like it, but like a music industry. But then when it's become, I think, again, it could just be blurring things together. But didn't Victoria Beckham use a lot of this when she
I
did
would
an ill-fated
imagine
musical
so.
career? I would.
There isn't anybody in the charts who hasn't, unless you're doing proper roots stuff, it's on everything.
I went to see the Mary Wallopers a while ago, and they definitely didn't use auto-tune.
Yeah.
So you're saying that's a good or a bad thing?
It
Right.
was
So it feels like a diamond in the faint praise. Like, well, you
a
can tell they didn't use auto-tune.
good thing. That's what they said about performance enhancing drugs when I was at the school sports day. No need to test him.
Just kids, 14-year-olds, just plucking pigeons out of the air, left, right, and center.
That would be suspicious. Go on to give you a sample. He's just like snatching birds out of the air and eating them. I am not on drugs. Ow.
For fucking hell, give him the silver medal. I know he got me a bronze. It's gonna kill us all. I've got to say, on the back of the autotunes, I don't mind it. I think there's in today's environment where everything is everywhere, I think there's room for it.
Well, everybody's got an opinion, Simon, even if it's wrong.
Yeah.
I can say
Like,
there's room for it,
what
but
harm is it doing?
I think it's the overuse. I think that's sort of, it. And I don't, yeah, I feel like it's not a great thing if singing becomes, oh, anyone could do it. That's not the important bit. It's all about the package. And I think that's
I
an
think it's
unhealthy
better if
mindset.
anybody can do it. I genuinely do. I think any tools you can do for, I reckon, Rob, you should get it. It doesn't matter if you can't sing now. You can just auto-tune yourself. Do that. Anybody can do it now. I genuinely do think it's the more things that are there to make people who aren't traditionally skilled in something able to do something. I think that's good.
No, I disagree. I've got an iPad, right? I don't mean to show off.
I was thinking, ooh, someone's doing all right.
We'll share it with the neighbors. But
The street iPads.
I dabble in art, and I'm a doodler at best. But the iPad makes me look amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and I'll never be amazing because I'm too lazy now, because I get my dopamine hit by going on the iPad and creating a masterpiece instead of getting the pad out and creating a piece of shit.
Yes, you're definitely right there. There's got
Leave it at that. I'm right.
it still has to be some element of art in whatever's being created.
Ironically, it wouldn't have been flagged up to me if he'd used it when he sang Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, that's a good
Yeah, I
point,
suppose
yeah.
so, yeah.
But
But him, though, Harry Styles, famously, he, by all accounts, does have a good natural singing voice because that's how he became famous, winning the singing competition. So, what do you think about
I think that's a dubious statement, is what I think.
He won the singing competition.
Do you mean the X Factor?
I do, yes. Britain's number one singing competition.
X Factor? I didn't know what he meant. I thought it was some sort of village thing where
Yeah, that's all
you
right,
got
no,
talent
like Siren
spotted.
Sester All Stars.
Generally thought that's what was happening.
He didn't win the singing competition. He was told to go and join a load of other people because he wasn't good enough on his own. And then they created this boy band
Oh, you're
and then
quite right. I take it back. You
fed them
know you're
all
right.
auto-tune.
Well, I have no response to that. I mean,
I will credit auto-tune for giving us the Simpsons episodes where they turned Bart, Milhouse, Ralph, and Nelson into NSYNC and just presented them as a boy band.
but you say that about everything. You can't use that as a get out for everything. You can't just say like, oh well, the Second World War was bad, but it did give us the episode of The Simpsons when Bart and Milhouse turned into NSYNC. It doesn't apply.
That was when we've got our Simpsons and the art supply, I suppose.
What I will say for Harry Styles is he was very good in Don't Worry, Darling, the film.
Did you think so? I
Yeah.
thought he was pretty poor in that. Me and you were on different wavelengths altogether on Harry
I
Styles,
do.
I think.
But what you
Oh,
don't know, Simon, is that he used Auto App.
I want to know is who was he in Home Alone 4? That's all I care about at this point.
I think he played Donald Trump. The part of
Yeah.
Donald Trump was recasted, but the character remained the same.
Recasting a live person's cameo. That's quite something.
Now, do you think he can sing, old Donald?
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Put it into YouTube, Dean. Donald Trump sings.
Oh, God. Donald Trump sings auto-tune.
But definitely no auto-tune for
No
him.
auto tune for you.
No.
He wouldn't have that.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept
Auto-tuned.
thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights
How
thinking
can
how
you
you did
object
me
to
wrong,
autotune when
and
it can
I was
produce such
strong.
quality
And I learned
as
how to
this?
get it
Well,
wrong and show you back from outer space.
Autotune, what are you going to give it, Dean, first?
I think it's you both presented such a compelling argument. I'm actually compelled to give it a totally opposite argument. So I'd have to give it a three because I agree with both of you completely. So it's really hard to square that circle without going straight in the middle. So three it is for me.
Rob.
I'm a reasonable man. Some may disagree.
Don't
I think
know
what you've said makes some sense, so I'm going to give it a four.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've listened to what you've said as well, Rob, and I think I've been swayed, so I'm going to give it a two. Hello. Right. So this is the final section of the show, and this is the bit where we look at a random Wikipedia article. And here we go. This is that now. Here it comes. 3-1. The random Wikipedia article is David Clark, Gaelic footballer.
Gaelic Clark and Gaelic football.
So David Clark, Gaelic footballer. He was born on the 27th of November 1983, and he played for Ballina Stephenites. He also
Okay.
played for the Mayo County team until his retirement in 2021.
Okay.
Gaelic football. I mean, even if you played Gaelic football.
Not knowingly.
What's the difference between Gaelic football and non-Gaelic football? Football.
I think it's considerable, isn't it?
Yes. That hints towards a full and frank discussion of this article.
I've been to Donegal.
There we go. Start us off on that. Well, Donegal, what did you find it? What did you find it? What did you think about it? I know where you found it. You got off the fucking plane.
I loved it. It was an absolutely fantastic place. But I went like 25 years ago, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So just kind of towards the end of the Troubles, and they still had like the checkpoints and stuff. So that was quite intense.
Mm.
But yeah, the way of life was really fun. We had a lock-in in the pub. And I remember the guard came round and they said, I won't do the accent, but I can't do the accent.
Do a different one.
Ah, monsieur.
Ah, Donegal.
So they came round at closing time and said, oh, come on now, everyone needs to drink up and get on their way. And they said, yeah. And then they didn't. And then an hour later, they came back and said, oh, come on now, we told you an hour ago. They said, yeah, we'll do it now. And then they came back an hour later and they didn't ever do it. Great. And whenever you got in a taxi, and wherever we went, the taxi driver said £1 each.
Right. So no matter how far you were going or anything.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And to get into Derry from Donegal, I said to my mate, how do I get to Derry? He said, I'd go down to the bottom of the road there and put your thumb out. I said, well, you're joking. I thought he's a bit like teasing me. And he said, well, how else are you going to get there? So that was more Jamaican, wasn't it? How else are you going to get there, man? So I went down to the road and put my thumb out, and the first car that came along stopped and picked me up.
And took it to Kingston.
Yeah, we listened to UB40 in the car.
Absolutely zero auto-tune. Fucking classic music.
But yeah, it was lovely, but we did not play football.
I had a very similar experience when I did a talk in Derry. 10 years ago, I did the talk, it all went fine. And they said, do you want to go and see, you know, do a little tour around? It was great. Do you want to see the police station? And I thought, well, all my like top 10 tourist hotspots or something, that's really on there. But I was just thinking, because I lived on Cardiff Bay at the time, right around the corner from the police station, which was this like classic Welsh city centre police station. Like, yeah. You walk past, you wouldn't know it's there. Okay, I guess you can have a look at the police station if you're really that upset. But then, oh, I see. This is Fortress. Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's great. I realise why they kept mentioning it now.
Yeah, to be honest, I was hoping to see the very, very, very dark caves.
But we had the same thing. Like, we went to the pub afterwards, and like, the talk went a little bit late, 10:30. And I got to get back to the hotel at some point. I had a drink, and I said, another drink? In their Irish accents. I said, oh, we're closing soon, aren't we? He goes, just got me another drink. And then we went down the road to a different pub, which had a full-on fiddle band in it to really conform to stereotypes. I thought, okay, then I guess this is happening. And the guy in front of me at the bar, I turned around and said, you? I said, yes. He goes, where are you from? I said, Wales, Cardiff. It's Welsh. He goes, yeah, he goes, that's okay. It's okay. Cool. Celtic international, you know, Celtic diplomatic immunity or something. Brother, goes, yeah. He said, do you want a Guinness? Because I better say yes, you. I don't drink Guinness. Like, I'm going to have one because I don't know what'll happen if I say no. Have you got any ginger ale mixers?
Well, any of that foreign Irish muck. Yeah. Another Heineken.
Best not to ask them if they got any brains.
Oh. Yes, bullet dodge there. But yeah, so anyway, it seems to be a thing. Again, no football happened. No football.
Yeah, we've got brains sitting all over the prison cell. Do you want to go and have a look at the prison cell? Police station event, but you know, you get it.
Do you use your hands in Gaelic football?
You do. You catch the ball.
It's like Aussie rules.
Yes, Aussie rules was sort of derived from it, if I remember correctly. So basically, yeah, it's like football, but you can pick it up. Do you want to have a little look at a clip of it?
No, no thanks.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
But this guy though, David Clark, he was born on the 20th of 20. He was born on the 26th of 1983. Now, Dean, you were born in the Citizenos of 83, weren't you? No,
No,
82.
I
All right,
was
Rob, was you born in the Citizenos?
No, I don't think so.
It's not any birth certificate, is it? Status lost.
I can't be 100% sure.
No, come on, Rob, you must know this. You might have must have told him. Sadly, another talk. You are a status lost, baby. That's why you would never like auto tune.
He's 6'3". How tall are you, Dean?
5'10" if I've
By
got shoes
ten.
on.
How tall are you, Rob?
Just about 6'3".
There we are. There we are. Okay, so you must identify with this man. I'm only 5'8". I don't believe Dean is 5'10" either, but I'll let it slide.
I said with shoes on.
Do you think that's enough for me to identify with him?
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. Yeah, you identify with him.
Rob, we are very much scraping the barrel here. This is what we've got. So please identify with your fellow tall person.
You get on with him. You're both tall.
Love when people do that. You have a superficial thing in common. You'll spend the night chatting, don't you?
You ever see that thing on Netflix that's about these sports and is like obscure sports around the world? And
I know of it, I've seen it, yeah.
the first one was this Italian game. Did you see it?
Where the two like ends of the little tiny village and they play like British Bulldogs, essentially, like a 100-man football game. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, well, yeah, it is amazing, but I would never play it.
Oh, fuck no.
In the first scene, Dean, that it's this guy gets the ball and somebody just like, I don't think he's even got the ball. This guy just runs up to him and just punches him all the force in the face.
Oh, I know about this, yeah. That is actually how football, soccer, as we would know, it's sometimes called, that's how it started. It was just like, like talking about 500 years ago now, because I had to
Was
do
it?
this recently for a course I'm teaching and to lecturers doing. And it is, it started off, it was basically like a substitute for, inter-village scrapping. It basically goes like a 100-person battle with a ball in the middle, just as an excuse. And
Yeah.
they have to tamper it eventually because it just had too much property damage.
What's that town where they still do that now with that ball?
Yes. Oh, God, what is that? It's like an annual thing, isn't it? They just.
Josh Pugh comes from there.
Right, cool.
He introduced me to it. Not, I didn't do it. I was
No,
never.
it's all
You've
right. It's like a Sunday league thing. Yes, it's fine.
it, Simon. You know it.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the place, but I know what you mean. Where they're like, yeah,
Pull
and
down
they
all the
board
stuff.
up all the shops on
Yeah,
the when it is happening in that, yeah.
it's like a purge, isn't it? It's just like you
It
just
is
got
like the
to.
Purge. It's so violent. And in the comments underneath it says, oh, they show this, but they never show the little kiddies having a kick around at
With a
the
severed head.
end. Absolutely insane. So what are we saying about Gaelic football? What do you want to know? What do you want to know? I know all about
You're tall, you know all about
it.
it. You're the same height as one. You must know all about it.
They got the two sports, the Gaelic sports. They got the Gaelic football and they got hurling, which is basically the same thing, but with a smaller ball and a stick.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was, you know what, in my head, hurling. You're talking years. I've always had it down as tossing the caber. That's what I thought. That's why I could it hurl. I just put those two together. And didn't think there was. I was wrong at any point.
No, hurling is absolutely brutal.
Right. So that's where it is.
Have you ever been hit with a stick, team?
Yes, by you, I think. So.
Oh, there we are then. Rob?
I ever been hit with a stick?
Yes.
By Simon or otherwise? Doesn't matter who.
Doesn't have to be me.
I mean, a chair, which is like a collection of sticks.
It's true.
Cheers.
Who do with a chair? In a pub, you got your club chair.
No, in school we'd been silly, and it was like an abandoned classroom, and we were just throwing some chairs around in there. Somebody threw a chair and it hit me in the face.
Oh no.
Bloody hell.
It was a couple of days before the school photo. And then I had to have the school photo with my nose kind of pointed sideways and two black eyes.
Bloody hell. That's
It's the sort of thing you do when you're young.
I was teaching.
Yeah, this is 2 years ago.
All the other teachers were stood around going 6 foot 3, 6 foot 3, and then someone threw a chair at him.
One of the kids played some auto tune, and I just lost. But yeah, apart from that, I haven't been hit directly with a stick, I don't think.
Let's go back to the article. So,
Problem is, there's nothing in this article.
yeah, that's
But
yeah. We review the article normally, and there's nothing there. It's not in the picture. I mean, we're not talking. Yeah, 2021, he retired, so you'd think there'd be something up there of him, something. I know it's a niche sport, but it's got a big following in Ireland, isn't it?
definitely.
I've just read one sentence. It says he came on this as a second half substitute to face a penalty he was unable to save. That's just bleak. Who wants that as their Wikipedia?
Does he have an older brother who was the voice of the cartoon nobody remembers? Let's add it. For personal life, he is unrelated to the man who did the voice of Simba in Lion King 1.5. Brackets may or may not have seen Home Alone 4.
It's not good, is it? He played in the 2006 All Ireland final defeat to Kerry.
It's
He played Mayo and then lost, and then lost against Donegal, and then he played in the All Ireland final against Dublin, and that's where he came on to face the penalty he couldn't save. Why has he
This
even got a Wikipedia
is
page?
yeah, exactly. Is he the worst one? Is he like the worst Gaelic footballer to ever achieve this level? They don't say that, but maybe they're meant to read between the lines.
Oh,
Oh,
he's.
he's a cop, isn't he? Occupation, Garda.
Yes, he is, Dean. He's a policeman, a Garda. He says occupation Garda.
Is that like nominative determinism, a Garda and then a goalie? Because that's like the
It
same thing, isn't it?
does
Maybe.
actually, yeah.
Jay's like, yes.
Do you think, like when rugby was amateur, they used to just give jobs to the best rugby players, basically, and they never really had to work. Like we had quite a few policemen. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I'm asking. You don't know, do you? You're not going to know if that's how Gaelic football works. Either of you, just give me an answer. Is that how it works?
Yes.
Yeah. What I don't know about Gaelic football isn't worth knowing, sir. And also, what I do know about Gaelic football isn't worth knowing.
This is interesting. Look, I've just found this out. So the article here is sparse. It's two paragraphs. Well, one and a half paragraphs, the return of Simba, really. But at the bottom, there's a section here and it says awards. And you could easily glance past that if you weren't
Yes,
inclined to
good
click
point.
away like I am. And when you do click on it, it shows that he was in the All-Star Gaelic football team twice in 2016 and 2017.
Okay then.
And that's not mentioned anywhere else in the. Oh, yes,
No.
it is. Here it is. It's in this box. All stars, too. Take that back.
He was in the team, yes. But the team didn't win anything.
Oh, no, that's the all star team. So they're like the pick of the crop, the all stars.
How big is the crop?
Well, 15, 16 people.
And don't forget he's a goalie. How
He's
many
brilliant.
Gaelic goalkeepers were there to choose from?
I'm sorry, Rob, you've already told me this is not worth knowing, so
There were three.
They must all have a goalkeeper, surely.
Some team just can't afford one.
Nobody wants going goals.
You've got one that just runs from end to end.
Maybe they just set up a big net. They do set up a net. Fuck this, I've had enough. Pull the ripcord on this. Let's give our scores to this article. Remember, we're reviewing the article, not the person.
I gotta be honest, I'll give it a 2. It's very sparse, one star per paragraph, but the possibility that it is written by an enemy of his is intriguing, so I'm gonna give it a 2 for mild intrigue.
Rob,
I'm gonna give it a 1. I don't like it.
You're the same height as you, Rob. How are you not?
I think that's absolutely fair and the correct opinion to voice, Rob. This is a dreadful article. Up there with the worst I have seen in 87 episodes of this podcast.
Oh, there we are then.
I haven't given a score yet, Dean. I was brewing on it.
Okay.
It's a 3.